This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
Let us pray. Jesus, you prayed to our Father that we would know the truth and that that truth would set us free. So help us know your truth, not ours, so that we can be truly free. Amen. Good morning. The Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a drunkard. Hope you had a good fourth. Or as some would say, maybe a fifth. Freedom. It is that which humans have sought from the beginning of time. Adam and Eve wanted freedom. The powers of evil convinced Adam and Eve that as long as they were under the shadow of God's wings, they were not being protected, but rather being prevented from being truly free. And so they rebelled against God, and the history of our misinterpretation of human freedom began. Throughout salvation history, God has continued to enable humankind to find freedom in God's name, delivering the people of Israel from slavery as they crossed the Red Sea into freedom. God continued to strive to help people to seek and to achieve true freedom in God. But countless times and in countless ways, we sought our own freedom, our own way, our own independence rather than God's way. And so what does God do? In the fullness of time, Jesus is given to us as the ultimate example of freedom. But freedom that is expressed and achieved in obedience to God's will. Not ours. Because we live in this land of the free and the home of the brave, we unfortunately can easily mistake and equate this Christian freedom with any political ideology we might choose to follow. And in so doing, we end up placing limits on God and ultimately limits on ourselves in deciding what and how that freedom should play out. The term we hear these days, Christian nationalism, yeah, it's scary. But it is a reality we face, and one we always need to check ourselves against. We can end up saying to be a good Christian means to be a good American, and vice versa. And we end up looking at the whole universe of God's creation from our particular limited point of view. We're called to think bigger because our God thinks and always acts bigger. And when we get hurt and we want to lash out, we are called to be bigger in our actions. When we establish my way or the highway, when we can't have it our way, there's that part of us that wants to ensure that if I can't have it my way, then no one will have it, period. And we become destructive. This is what Paul is talking about in the reading today. That if we take Jesus out of the mix, there is something within us, and the tongue twister that Lynn had to navigate through, doing it very well today, it's all about, I want to do the right thing, but there's something within me that is calling me not to. And ultimately, It is in that surrendering himself to Jesus, that's where the true freedom is found. It's a bit of a paradox that we surrender, but in surrendering to Jesus and nothing less, that is where we find our freedom. When we look at freedom, there's a couple of things, especially in the Christian sense, we always have to consider. We're only free to be ourselves, to actualize what has been given, what is our nature, my nature, to be. We start with an actuality, and my own freedom is only going to be found within that. I am free to become what I am, but never free to become something else. This is a lesson that sometimes is hard to learn. And when we don't, we truly live in bondage. Then there's something else that's equally as important. Where do we place our ultimate loyalties in life? I've preached before about those wonderful wise words of Archibald Hart that we answer to an audience of one. And we choose who that audience is by the way we live. And in so doing, we choose the extent of our freedom or our bondage. Talk to anyone who has gone through addiction, and we will know that we end up choosing things that are our ultimate goal in life that is nothing but a dead end. And it's not just addiction to substances. It can equally be an addiction to a goal or something that we are seeking in life that in the end is nothing but a dead end. And so when we are able, in our own unique ways, to surrender ourselves as Jesus shows us the way, there is this incredible freedom that we achieve. And it is that freedom that Jesus promises to us today. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. We've all had these sorts of experiences in life. You go to the dentist and you get that new crown put on your teeth and it just doesn't fit right. And you just can't chew the steak like you used to. Or if you're a runner, you get a pair of running shorts and the elastic starts to give way and you hit that third or fourth mile and it starts to chafe against your thighs. That is a horrible feeling. Or a little pebble in your shoe. That at first it seems, I can deal with this, but walk a half a mile with that. And not only blisters, but bleeding develops. When things don't fit right, we can be headed for disaster. And Jesus is telling us today that as we celebrate freedom, the ultimate is the one that we find when we surrender ourselves to his will, not ours. He talks about, my yoke is easy. We've talked before about how that's better translated. My yoke is well fitted. It's not like that crown in your tooth that isn't there the right way. It's not the chafing of those running shorts. It fits right, and it's well fitted for each one of us. And so as a result, that burden is a lot easier to carry because Jesus is at the helm. We can't control what others do. But I do have the freedom to control and let God control what I will do. And when we surrender ourselves to the one who gives everything unto us, then that is going to be a happy ending. Someone titled a sermon on this particular gospel, "The Yoke's on You." Well, it is. But it's ours to choose what yoke we want to take on. We saw in that first reading, the first blind date in history, basically. But in responding to God's call and using all that God had given unto them, that servant brings back Rebekah, who becomes the mother to the 12 tribes of Israel because they were listening to God. Notice that Jesus tells us today that if we speak and seek his freedom, we're going to find rest for our souls. He doesn't say we're going to find rest for our bodies, does he? It's hard work. It's hard work to continue to look to God for the ways in which we should act and not act. But you're going to sleep well at night when you do that. So may we continue to take on his yoke and to celebrate true freedom in him. Amen.